Yes, thank you very much. So in the working document 2/4, at the end, there is an indicative list of questions that has been drafted to guide the discussions in the sessions that will follow this plenary. Of course, as I said, it's an indicative list. So if experts during the discussions find that they want to expand and some other themes, they are not bound to stay within the limitations of these questions. So these questions are, first, what are the main legal barriers and possible response options to the implementation of the proposed governance options? These proposed governance options are in the consolidated working document that was presented earlier. This is the consolidated document where all the discussion papers from the first meeting of the expert group, The second question is the status quo an option? That was the first option from the assessment. Third question, what are the key elements to consider for the proposed voluntary global umbrella mechanism? This is the second option presented in the assessment earlier today. Fourth question, what are the key elements to consider for the proposed legally binding architecture, namely the option 3 in the assessment? Five, what are the possible roles of the different actors, government, civil society, private sector, intergovernmental organizations, secretariats of multilateral environmental agreements, other international platforms, in implementing the proposed governance options? And finally, what mechanisms could support the implementation of the proposed governance options, such as monitoring and reporting standards, funding mechanisms, liability and compensation? All of these were mentioned earlier. And these questions are also included in the working document. Thank you.